Okay, but I think there's something more important to talk about than the L1. I think that's too obvious. Let's talk about something that is so under-researched, I think it's a problem. I call it contextual differences. Unlike first language acquisition, the contexts of SLA are non-universal and heterogeneous in nature. Think about what a child goes through in first language acquisition, up to the age of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, for that matter. They play, they sleep, they throw tantrums. They play, they sleep, they throw tantrums, they eat, they play, they sleep, okay? And when a child says, this was on a plane years ago, and I marked this down I always keep journal when I travel. There was this mother who had a little toddler, like a year and a half old, about 18 or 19 months old. And the kid kept wanting to jump out of the seat and run down the aisle. This was a cross-country flight. And so the mother was going, "Where are you going?" And the child would go, "Da!" The mother goes, "Where are you going?" The child goes, "Da!" The mother goes, "You're going where?" Talk about WH movement. "You're going where?" The child goes, "Da!" "Where? Where are you going?" "There." "Oh, you're going there." "There." "Okay." Now, that is universal. Not all parents talk to children. There are cultures in which parents don't interact with children the way we do, for example, or the way Western Europeans do. But other people do. Their siblings or caretakers do. So children are allowed to be children. Adults are not allowed to be children. They have to be adults. The communicative demands made on adults are much greater than those on children. And there are two studies I could find on this, Scarcello Nahiga and Snow and Hoffnagel, which I think is how I probably spelled it wrong. Both of these studies showed the following. This is only in the second language context. They took 5 and 6 year olds, okay, and their parents. And they compared them. Scarcello Nahiga was in California, and Snow and Hoffnagel was in the Netherlands. And in California, it was, I believe, Spanish-speaking kids and Spanish-speaking adults interacting with native speakers of English in California. Okay. Then Snow and Hoffnagel took 5 and 6 year olds and their parents, who were emigres from the United States to the Netherlands, and studied interactional patterns with native speakers with those two groups. And guess what they found? They found that the adults would do much more of the work in interacting with children than they would with the other non-native adults. So they would do that, "Where are you going?" "What's up?" They would allow the children to be quiet. They would allow the children to make errors. They would scaffold the conversation so much more. The adults were expected to speak in complete sentences. If the adults made errors, they would be corrected. There were all kinds of things going on. If the adults showed silence, and the native speaker figured out they couldn't comprehend, they would change topics on them and abandon the conversation and move in other directions. And so what's happening in those situations is that these adults are being forced into situations in which they have to work beyond their capacity. What happens when that happens? You develop coping strategies to bypass acquisition. Okay, so you memorize things and you use memorized chunks of language because that'll help you, okay? Which may not be bad in the long run, but you have to do that. Or you play stupid. Or you avoid, which is what I do in French still. I told a story last night. I was at a dinner party in Quebec several years ago when I was teaching at Laval. And it was all native speakers and one super advanced native speaker of French and myself. I'm like an intermediate mid speaker of French. And they were very graciously asking me to their house, and this guy is like a great chef, and he made all this great food. And there were six of us all together. And they were like, "Da, ba, 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 ba," in French. I'm like, "Da, ba, 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 ba," and I'm going, nice, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until like 3 martinis that I was able to even attempt to jump in the conversation. My point being is that a lot went by me. It was just absolutely incomprehensible, useless to me. And I just retreated. Okay. If I had been a child, something different would have happened, I think. I would have been put in the corner with things that were appropriate for me. Okay, so in contextual difference, children are allowed to speak in incomplete sentences and make errors in syntax and morphology. That's not expected of adults. This is definitely true of classrooms, too. In child L1A, adults give more and better input to children. They do more of the work. adults are less supportive of adult L2 learners, except as teachers, of course. Although we do make some demands, sometimes we shouldn't. And in terms of the context, allowing children to engage natural processes, that doesn't happen with most adult second language situations. They have to adopt coping strategies that are non-linguistic, which we're good at because that's we have brains, right? We have advanced cognitive development, so we can do those kinds of things, and that helps. Now, one other thing about the similarity thing.